Hello, hello. This is Brooke Devard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. Today is a very special episode. I am talking to my guest, Sabrina Elba. So let's talk about Sabrina. Yes, she is married to Idris Elba, actor, DJ, named Sexiest Man Alive in 2018. We all know him, but I've been super intrigued by Sabrina for the past year or so, just because not only is she stunningly beautiful, she seems so graceful and poised and kind, and she has a background in modeling and pageants, which is no surprise when you see what she looks like, but she also does really important humanitarian work with the UN. Sabrina grew up in Canada, but her family is from Somalia, which has a very rich beauty culture, which we get into in this episode. And Sabrina was in town for the Oscars. And I'm always so interested in, like, what is the beauty prep for a big red carpet moment like this? So I was just excited to sit down with her and talk all things beauty, skincare, hair, makeup. But now we have to discuss the elephant in the room before this episode even begins: celebrity skincare. So you all know how I feel about celebrity skincare. You all know how I feel about the oversaturation. Now, when her team reached out to me, it was an immediate yes, because as I said before, I find her really interesting and I wanted to talk to her about beauty prep for all of these kind of big moments. So even if I wasn't a huge fan of the skincare, I knew we would have a really good conversation. But then I started watching some more of her kind of get ready with me videos on TikTok, and I listened to a few other interviews she did. I was really impressed how much she seemed to know about skincare specifically. Like, this woman has really done her homework. And I also think it's really interesting when someone who has had access to luxury skincare for years and someone who's been buying skincare for years and knows the industry and knows all the products and creams create something, how it's going to stand out. So you're going to notice, I made a decision in this interview as a podcaster. I made an executive decision that I was going to try the skincare after our interview. Spoiler alert, I was so impressed with Sable Labs. And I mean this really and truly, it is great skincare. It's positioned as well-being for all beings. And you'll hear in our discussion how basically the experience that she and Idris had with COVID sparked this whole well-being journey, which they went on, which manifested in them creating the skincare line together. Now, you all know me, I'm naturally skeptical about these things, but you can just feel that this line was developed with intention. Now, I also knew that if you heard me telling her how great the skincare was, it may not seem as genuine as me chatting with you all one-to-one. So definitely stay tuned for the outro, where I'm going to go into more detail about the products in this line. But I was really cognizant that I didn't want it to be like, oh, well, she's sitting there with Brooke in the room, so of course she's gushing to her about how great the skincare is. No, I was like, we're going to do this as a separate thing in the outro. I will say, though, I am particularly impressed with the Castile Cleanser, and it's Q-A-S-I-L, which is an ingredient that I wasn't even that familiar with. I do know a lot of different clays, but I did not know about Castile. And I've truly never experienced a cleanser quite like this. It has oat amino acids, shea butter, rice milk, squalene, and it has like this very soothing chamomile and aloe vera powder. It makes your skin feel very refreshed. And they also have a gorgeous Castile mask, which is just beautiful. Like, my skin looked so good after I did this mask. The Baobab Moisturizer is also a standout product for me. They used a lot of ingredients native to Africa, but everything is fragrance-free, gentle, natural. And I, for one, am really liking to see the skincare industry as a whole focused on barrier protection and focused on ingredients that are found in nature that really do nourish your skin. And I think that Sable Labs will only continue to grow and be successful, both because of her. And I think it will continue to grow and be successful because the Elbas together as a force, as a couple, are really invested in creating great quality. I also, just as someone who feels also very close to their husband, I love to see the partnership and the clear support that they have for one another. It's a really wide-ranging conversation. I already know you guys are going to love it. We really do get into so much detail in a jam-packed hour. I also got like a little preview of her Oscars dress before she hit the red carpet. She was like, I'm just going to show it to you on my phone. Like, I feel like you're a girl's girl. Like, this is what I'm wearing. And I was like, stunning. It was beautiful. I'm sure you guys all saw her red carpet pictures. But I'm like, the back of this dress is everything. When I was watching the Oscars, I was like, you guys aren't showing the back of the dress. The back of the dress is incredible. But it was just like this gorgeous green Stella McCartney number. And then her after party looks were just hitting. Like, Sabrina Elba is just beauty inspiration. She shared so many gems on this conversation. Let's get into it. You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi.
Hi, Sabrina. So excited to have you on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you arrived looking so gorgeous. And then you were like, I didn't even know it was going to be on camera. And I'm like, is this just like your regular Saturday fit? Like,
no, I did have like a date with Idris this morning. We went to have brekkie. So I, you know, I pulled it together somewhat. As much as you do in 4 years now being married. So
I love a breakfast date. Also love the bag. It's off camera, but you've got, is this like a mini?
Got a little Kelly.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah. You know what? I still don't have any Hermes clout. Like only you just can go in and grab them. You have to build like this.
Build the clout. Yeah. Like buy little things.
Yeah. But I think it's a good thing because if it was me, I would be there all the time. So now that it's like a surprise here and there, like a gift, I'm like, it kind of makes me appreciate them a bit more rather than just like hoarding as many Birkins or Kellys as I can.
Breakfast dates, Hermes bags. I mean,
he's a good one.
Yeah.
He's a good egg.
Yeah. Sounds great. So it's Oscars weekend. Are you going to the Oscars?
I am.
Okay. We used to talk about beauty prep for an event on that level. You've been to several events on, you know, and you have your pageant background.
I do.
But
I do.
It's
major. This feels different. So I've been to the Oscars once before.
Okay.
And this is like the 5 years ago, maybe. This is the Sabrina that really didn't care. In the sense that I was like kind of having this rebellious, why do I have to spend that much on this? And why do I have to like, and I was like, okay, I'll kind of try. And I was still learning. You kind of go through a journey a couple times in your life where you kind of, you feel like you need to change it up or switch it up, or you're just not happy with, you know, how you're looking. And I kind of was like going through, I just got in a relationship, gained some weight, wasn't really feeling myself. So the first time I went, I didn't really want to go, actually. I hated my dress.
What year was this?
I want to say it was 2018.
Okay.
I think. Okay. Don't Google it. Anyways, I still had an amazing time. Like it's such a fun event to actually go to. And then you go to the after party.
Right.
Like,
right.
I loved my Vanity Fair outfit. And then, which is a gold party. It was like Jay-Z and Beyonce's party.
Oh, amazing.
It's epic. Yeah, I know. I've been to quite a few parties in my lifetime because I have a hard time saying no.
Well, but I mean, that's a party. Why miss out on parties like that?
So I sat on parties like that. But this time I feel a little bit more sure of my sense of self.
Okay.
I feel like I found an aesthetic that I love. I know my beauty hacks and tricks.
Yes.
I've made a skincare line that works for me.
Exactly.
You know, so I feel a bit more prepared.
Yes.
Let's say. And it's Idris's moment at the end of the day too. Right. Like, and that's, we always go in remembering, like, as much as it's so fun to glam and stuff, like I want, like the day's about him and I want him to have his moment. So he looks great. He tried on his suit. I was like, why I married him. It looks good.
But I love how you guys kind of as a couple together always show up, and that support that he has of you and the support you have of him. It's just like, I feel like from an outsider looking in, it's palpable, you know,
that
you guys
really
support each other.
Okay. Cause sometimes I feel like, why am I always here? But then the days that I'm not there, it's like, he's like, why aren't you here? I'm like, I don't know, but I'm always there.
No, I think it's so sweet.
But I do. I love it. He's like, you know, he doesn't get to celebrate wins often. So for us, date night or celebratory moments like that happen on the carpet. And it seems so weird to share that with the world. But then that's the time we really get to be like, hey, you did it. It's your premiere. Hey, like, you know, you're winning something. Hey, you're nominated. Hey, and that's exciting.
That's
and it becomes
exciting.
About that moment.
Yes.
It's fun.
Okay. We have to get back to the beauty prep though. The skin, like, are we doing facials before? Are we like mood boarding the hair and the makeup look and the, like, what comes first? How you're going to wear your makeup, your hair, your dress. How do you decide?
For me, the dress comes first.
Okay, the dress comes
first. Because the hair is generally like, I think, based on the look for me. So it's like, it's the mood of the dress.
Okay.
But I mostly style myself, and then I work with a stylist, and together we have a lot of fun, like picking, once you have the dress, the jewels, the hair, the glam. And then I've been so privileged to work with amazing makeup artists and hairstylists. And I feel like so lucky to, so I just let the creatives do their thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go and tell these people who are so gifted and so talented, like I will feedback and give an opinion, but generally they know what they're doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And your skin is just so smooth and flawless. Like, are you doing like full body exfoliation? You. Like, how are you preparing your skin for the carpet?
Yeah, I definitely am a dry brush. That's what you call it, right? Yeah. Like, I love to dry brush. And then I use this like really, I'm an Instagram shopper. Like, you know, when you get the ad and like, you know, Bali Body, it's like a tanning brand or something.
I don't know it.
They have this shower oil that came up on my Instagram ads. Like, I'm so embarrassed, but I am obsessed with it because
I love
it's
a good shower oil.
I know. I who left me out of the loop? I didn't know about shower oils.
Yeah.
They're so good. They're I love it. So yeah. I like do an exfoliator, and then I will generally use the shower oil, and then I feel like pretty good. And I'll wrap myself in a hot wet towel, which sounds really weird. I wet my towel and I put it on the radiator thing.
Yes.
So once I come out with the shower oil, and I don't know if this is an African thing. We think humidity.
No, it makes sense. I'm following. Okay.
Yeah. So like wrap myself in it at first, give myself like a little steam.
Wow. Okay. I've never tried this, but I'm going to.
I don't know if it does anything. In my mind, I'm like doing something for myself. Yes. And then my skin does feel really soft after. But the face, you know, I'm prepping with the sable and like I can't use anything else anymore. And no one ever believes me, but the height of COVID, like my acne was getting really, really,
really,
really bad. Oh my God. And once I formulated products that I feel work for me and don't irritate my skin, and I'm using less because like I have very sensitive skin. I'm very acne prone.
Mm.
Now I feel like I'm stuck with my journey. I've made these things. Let me not go crazy. I experiment with lippies still. Like I love trying every single lippy on the market. And I do try everything.
Yes.
But I'm stuck in my routine.
Did you always know you wanted to go into beauty? Did you know that this was something that you were going to find yourself in?
No, I'm a shopper. Like I was always enjoying everything else in the world, but I was using too much. And I think the whole reason me and Idris got into the skincare, we didn't know we were going to do skincare, is because we were actually looking at relationships, which kind of sounds a bit like, how did you get from one to the other?
Yeah.
But our wellness journey started at the height of COVID. We both had COVID, embarrassingly.
You know what? He was one of the first people that I remember having COVID, right? I feel like people remember this in the studio, right? People are not. God,
I'm hoping people forget. No, I still get the like Twitter memes of really? She's stuck by him. funny.
But I remember you were saying like, okay, we're going to be together because I'm not going to like let him be sick alone. Wait, but what are the memes? Well, I'm not on Twitter, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, I think people, because there was this hilarious CNN video and it's funny now. It was not funny at the time. Okay. I was so scared. He's like telling the world he has like COVID because he was really concerned because people think this isn't real. Like this is real. Okay. So he was very much in Idris fashion, putting out a PSA kind of thing. And I'm in the video like, you're okay. And because I was right next to him, everyone was like, but she's obviously going to get COVID now. But little do people know, I'm probably the one who gave it to him because I was at Paris Fashion Week and Milan Fashion Week. And I don't know if you remember.
Of course. Yeah. Italy was like the ground zero.
Totally. Yeah. And like, I didn't realize. So he flew like right after that because we'd seen each other in London. He flies to Santa Fe, New Mexico because of everything happening. The film that he's about to start for prep tests him. I was flying out the next day.
Yeah.
So when I layovered in Atlanta, he was from London. He was like, oh, they're making me take this test. Like, da da da. I'm kind of worried. I'm feeling, you know, a little bit tired. And then I landed and his test results came back the next morning. And then that's when I tested. But we had just seen each other in like a 3-day span.
Wow.
So that's why I'm like, I think I gave it to him. And that's when I tested. And then I was positive too, of course. But then I was so concerned that I like flew. And like people DM'd me that were on my flight because everyone saw the video and then recognized me. Like, do you? And I was like, please go get tested. Like I obviously had it lying around and didn't know it.
Pretty stressful.
Yes. But out of it, we birthed this great brand, which is kind of funny. So we were on this wellness journey and I'm first generation African. And my whole family, after watching that video, was like, drink hot milk with like pepper and like lime and like sending me all this like homeopathic stuff. Like, you need to take care of yourself. So I'm like Googling like yoga videos on YouTube. Like, where did I go wrong in my wellness journey that I'm this sick? Because at that time you thought COVID was like...
Right, of course.
Right? So I'm trying to figure out where I fit in this wellness space. How does it work for me? And Mina just noticed really quickly that actually what was affecting us the most at that time wasn't talked about at all. And that was relationships. Like, I was missing my mom. I was missing my best friend. There were people that I didn't know how to really communicate with anymore. And to us, that felt very much a part of mental health falling into wellness. Yeah. So we started this like Instagram Live.
Yes.
Together Tuesdays.
Yes.
And it was me and him interviewing duos like in business, in love, just people who were like getting through life together that we really admired. It started off as like just this Instagram thing. And then it became this podcast with Audible, which we love, called Coupledom. We're still working on the next season. And then we were like, okay, well, so now we're shaping wellness for us and how it fits into our lives. The one thing we learned probably that was consistent throughout all of the interviews that we did was you can only have a good relationship with others if you have a strong sense of self. So we started looking at, well, what does selfless self-care look like? And it was just the perfect circumstance and time because we were stuck in this house. We were using each other's products.
Yeah.
It just was making fun of everything I was doing. Cause I was literally like, I was one of those people that goes in the ordinary and thought I was a chemist.
Right.
Mixing everything.
All those really high actives.
Oh my God.
A nightmare.
Bought
for your
everything.
Skin.
Yeah. I know. And he's like, why are you spending so much on this stuff? Like, I was using who I love. Like, Barbara is a huge friend of mine and was like, I'd send her pictures of my acne all the time using her dark skin tones line.
Dr. Barbara Sturm. Yes.
Yeah. Doctor. Sorry. First name basis.
Yes.
Hey,
yes. No, right? She's friend of the pod. Friend
no,
of the
no,
pod.
No. She's so bad.
Yeah, she's great.
I love her. Or I was using like, you know, bargain aisle, kind of Walmart, you know, the black aisle. We all go there and not knowing where anything comes from. It's all fragrance heavies, a lot of synthetics. It's not necessarily the same, but there was nothing like mastige for the issues that I was trying to resolve, which were all inflammation based, hyperpigmentation based. Mm-hmm. And Idris was using like Vaseline and peppermint invigorating guy stuff.
And right, why are
right?
Men and skincare, it's just perplexing, like hilarious. What they'll do. Like,
but he
husband,
looks good.
No, he'll be like washing his face with like a hotel bar soap.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are you washing? Like, I have face wash that I've packed.
My face would fall off.
Right. But then somehow their skin is fine.
I know. But he, rightfully so, he was like, well, why is it dumbed down for me? And your stuff's like all clean and educational.
Yeah.
And so it was this conversation that kind of led into, well, what would it mean for us to create skincare in a selfless self-care way? Like, we, products we can share. You don't need 10,000 things. You just need maximum impact formulations. You don't need a single use serum like hyaluronic serum. We have hyaluronic in everything. It's a basic skincare right. building block. Peptides, these are all basic things. Yeah. And then also looking at the issues that we were facing, we were both facing like inflammation, hyperpigmentation, which everyone faces, by the way.
Right.
It's not just about creating skincare for just Black people. It's about creating skincare that's more melanin inclusive. Mm-hmm. So looking at how we put those issues as a preventative means, rather than, oh, you have a dark spot? Here's a little serum you can use to treat it. Well, why is that dark spot happening in the first place? Like, how do you combat that hyperpigmentation from the start? So for us, it was about getting something in the mastige market that people could afford. You know, we always try and stay in between like a Drunk Elephant or like a Fenty, like the kind of products that I would naturally sort of lean to without going too high because, you know, we didn't start this brand to necessarily make money. Like, that wasn't our goal. We wanted people to be able to afford really high quality formulations. And we had time on our hands. So, you know, we're sitting there learning about aminos and AHAs and like biotech. And then we realized between the both of us as first generation Africans, why are all of the African ingredients getting appropriated? Why is Baobab like a trendy shot? I'm like, these are ingredients we own. This is a space we should own.
Yeah.
So we decided for every formulation to have like a highlight or a hero, a beauty ingredient. So an African ingredient like Qasl, which is a Somali staple.
Yes. Can you talk more about Qasl? Because I saw it's in a lot of your products and
it is,
people love it. By the way, I have to say, it's very rare that I hear people that know a lot about skincare rave about celebrity skincare brands.
Oh my God. It's
and I,
true.
You know, and of course you, like me as a consumer and shopper, you see all of these celebrity skincare brands popping up in the past year or so.
Like every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
So as you're launching, how do you think about how to cut through some of that noise and also address concerns that the market is oversaturated?
You know, what's really frustrating is when we created this brand, we felt there was nothing like it. It was the reason we created it because I do genuinely believe there's too much stuff and you shouldn't add to that stuff unless you feel you can cut through in some way. And then when we launched, everyone launched and we got immediately lumped into an oversaturated space. Mm. So it was this weird feeling of like, hold on, like we created these products out of passion. We created these formulations knowing what was into them. Like we went to the lab saying, we want to know what every binder is, what every alcohol is, you know, what's like, I was like, what's glycerin? Like what's all this stuff? Educating myself. I didn't white label. This is 100% family owned business. And that's what I think is going to cut through is when it's an authentic product and it came from an authentic place. Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of those brands that people just got paid for face are going to be here in like 5-10 years. So it's about how do you have that longevity? People are so smart. Consumers are so smart. You can see through it. And there's some brands, I'm not going to name them, that I'm just kind of like, how much did they pay you? Like, you know, and is it worth it? Because I don't know. I just think it can be quite damaging when it's that transparent.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why the name Sable Labs?
So Sable with the apostrophe is actually Elba's backwards.
Oh,
yeah. But it's also this beautiful, rich brown color. So we kind of felt, Idris is really creative. So he was like, oh, it's also a brown color. We should use that. And he's always looking at things backwards. He loves, I forget what they're called when something can
anagrams?
Be read.
Anagrams?
I think it is. Yeah. Is it anagram or?
I think so.
I think anagrams when you stitch something or personalize something. No? No.
It's like the name Hannah. It's like the same forwards and backwards.
You're probably right. I have no idea what it's called. But he's obsessed with them. So he's always looking at things backwards and forwards. Yeah. And then labs just came out of because we wanted a space to create. So it felt like creating for people that look like us. And it also encompassed that ownership of things that we felt were appropriated. So it worked out perfectly. People think it's like Sable.
Because of the apostrophe. Yeah. But okay, Sable. So what was the first product that you developed where you were like, okay, this is really something special?
Okay. So me and him have conflicting ideas on it. So for me, it's the cleanser because I watched my mom using Russell. Like she's actually our supply chain partner. Like one of the biggest things about our brand is that we source from farmers we know.
Oh, wow. Sorry, we haven't even talked about your Somali background. Like, Somali beauty culture is like deep,
right?
It's the face masks and the hair masks all the natural remedies. So it's you grew up seeing your mom doing all of those treatments all the time.
100%. Like she's been masking since I was little. But I also wanted to source these ingredients because of all the advocacy we do in the philanthropic space in a way that was humane. Like, did you know women are dying farming shea?
What?
For skincare. It's a completely abusive industry. People are not getting paid. Like farmers are being so taken advantage of. So we wanted to get that right and be able to use all these great ingredients that we grew up with. My mom actually went to Somalia, helped this farmer fill out a DHL seat just so we could use him as a sourcing partner to use his vessel. And now I get to use this amazing ingredient in the cleanser. And it's a natural like soap. It comes from the gob tree. It's very antibacterial. So a lot of Somali women use it for fighting acne. But it's also great for a glow. And my thing with cleansers is my skin gets so dry and tight after I wash. But because of the shea and the rice bran oil, like you wash your face and you're like, wait, why is my face so soft? And I was like, that's that feeling I want to encompass. So for me, absolute hero product.
Okay.
For Idris, it's the toner. Because he went back and forth about what is a toner? Why do we need a toner? And I'm like, oh, it's like rose water. It's like pH balancing. And he was like, that's not good enough. Why make it then? Like, and I was like, okay, so, you know, what should it be? Now he's formulated it in a way that he can use it as an aftershave because of the actives, the AHA and BHAs. And I use it as like a glow. You know that TikTok trend where you like put makeup on and then you spray like a glycerin or something? Our toner does it way better with the vitamin C. Oh my God, like try it.
As I've looked at reviews from people that really know skincare and really have a point of view, people are so impressed and love your products, which is really
I love. And I'm so proud of like the mist. And that sounds so weird. But to me, I'm so particular about a chunky mist. Like I hate when it's like
it has to be a very fine mist.
Super fine mist. And for us to be able to find 100% PCR because we decided to go, you know, recycled plastic for us was a thing as long as it was in the 100% range because we didn't want to create new plastic, also glass. It's a complicated conversation, but that felt the best route. So I'm so proud of the packaging of that toner and the vitamins really does give you this beautiful glow with all the, I mean, I'm so excited for you to try it.
I'm very excited as well. Do you think that you'll extend into hair care? Will you extend into other areas?
The thing about hair care is it's very particular for the type of hair you have.
That's true.
And unless we were going to be able to do a whole range from straight to kinky, I don't know if I feel comfortable just formulating anything. Like, I feel like I'd have to know enough about every hair type.
Right.
But scalp care, which is just an extension, you know, it's your face. Yeah. Like, people don't think about it. Like, that for sure, I think we'll go into.
Well, your makeup looks flawless. I need to ask about your favorite makeup products.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I use so many different things. But right now, I just discovered, because my makeup artist here, Kosas Concealers. Ugh.
wearing it now.
Are you wearing it now?
Yes.
Why didn't I know about this?
Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed. Everyone on this podcast knows that I'm obsessed with it because I talk about it all the time.
Am I saying it right? Kosas?
Kosas, yes. Yes.
And where is this brand from?
So Sheena, she is the founder. She's based here in LA. She's incredible. She was an organic chemist, but also an artist. So she has like the way her brain works is amazing.
And I love it.
It's like makeup that's also skincare. So it's got like peptides and it's a fabulous product.
Now I feel really good about having it on.
Yes.
But I'm always like the other two, because I'm a concealer person. I'm not much a foundation person. I like to just like...
I use the closest like foundation almost.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
But I'll also use NARS Radiance because that's like, I've just been using it since I was like, so it's just, you know, it's a classic. But I love the Hourglass concealers as well when I'm feeling really dry because they're quite dewy, but they're also high coverage.
Okay.
Yeah. So I love those. Those are like my three trifectas. And then everything else, I have literally tried every single brand. Chanel makeup is kind of my favorite.
Of course.
It's so annoyingly expensive, but it's so good. It is great. Like it's their mascaras, the blush. I just love it.
I just did a Chanel manicure with their new spring colors.
Oh,
cute. I took a break from gel.
Are you a gel girl? You're just on nail polish right now?
Kudos. It's been a long time since I've done just polish. We'll see how it goes.
And is it lasting?
I got it done yesterday.
So we'll see. I use Gel-X.
Gel-X.
So
I love it. It's the best.
It really is. I used to be, and when I went through COVID, I was really trying to pull back on nail stuff. But when you're on a carpet and there's like one nail broken or one chip, it shows so much.
It shows,
And Gel-X is just consistent. And
I love the shape. You've got like an oval.
I do like an almond, but actually with the red, I wish I did a coffin kind of shape. Yeah. I think it's a little bit sexier because I usually just have a nude.
Yes.
I was trying to be spicy because I saw on TikTok, guys are attracted to red polish. Did you see this?
I did not see this, but I love that you're like deep into TikTok.
I wanted to see it just would notice. I was like, hey, babe, how are you? I didn't even notice.
They never do. They notice some things.
He notices something. He notices if my hair is different, like even a little bit different. He's like, you changed it again. Like, yeah, I did.
But I love that. And you know, I thought you cut your hair, but you were telling me earlier.
Yeah, I'm in the sew-in.
It's a sew-in.
It's a sew-in. Everyone says that to me. I can't commit to cutting my own hair because I've been on a growth journey.
Yeah.
So this is perfect. And I have the best install person ever, Rio, who's like, I mean, he does Dua Lipa's hair. I don't know how I landed him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's just like everyone's hair.
But he's here in LA?
No, he's London based.
Okay, he's London. Okay, So you are in London and then you come here sometimes. Like, where are your hotspots?
London, New York, LA is our three major hotspots. But we travel around Europe a lot. Idris DJ's in Ibiza. But if I'm doing beauty, I'm definitely having appointments in one of those three.
Yes. What's your favorite place to go for beauty treatments? Like, do you just have a spa that you love?
I do. It's in London, actually. So Notting Hill Gate. Do you remember Koya?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I used to get my pedicures there.
I love Koya. It's so great. Okay. Yeah. They use Biologique Recherche. Is that how you say that brand?
Yes. Biologique Recherche, I think. Yeah.
But it's so funny because lately I'm giving them Sables.
Yes. Good.
For me, I'm like, can we use mine?
No, but you should be there.
I don't mind, which is really great. But I just love the facialist there. It's a walk. I can literally go in my pajamas and like, you know,
run. That's so nice.
But when I'm here, maybe Melanie Grant's place. Yeah, I'm not afraid to try like a hotel spa. My favorite, like we stay, and I mean, I guess because we stay in pretty good hotels, but in New York, the Aman New York.
Yeah.
Have you tried the Aman skincare?
I have not.
There are very few brands, because now that I've seen behind the curtain, that I think are worth the money
that they
cost. That brand, Christina, who's actually a friend of mine, she cut zero corners.
Mm.
There's this product called the Sacred, and I'm not supposed to be plugging other people's products, but like the Sacred Heart Balm. I cannot tell you.
Okay.
It's got a fragrance and I'm not a fragrance person. Like our brand was developed without fragrance, but it's a spa brand. So obviously it's got like a beautiful scent to it, but it's like all oils. She didn't add any water. It's like the most beautiful oils and it's like a solid, but then as soon as you warm it up, it melts.
Yes.
If you see me on the red carpet and I look glowy, I have that all over my body. Yes. I could go on a 10-hour flight, put it on the beginning of the flight. And at the end of the flight, I'm still dewy. It doesn't make sense. Like, it is worth every dollar that it costs.
I'm definitely going to look into this because I've been becoming more aware of waterless brands. You know Retrouvé?
Yeah.
I mean, gorgeous.
I've been really looking at waterless brands. Yeah, I know.
Gorgeous formulations.
There's a lot in there. Yes, it costs a lot.
It costs a lot, but then it's worth it, you know? Yeah. That texture, that payoff, that like luxurious silky feeling.
The payoff, yes.
Yes.
I completely agree. And that's why I'm like sucked into the Aman products now.
Yes.
Really good.
And you know, people asked me, what is your favorite fragrance? What is your go-to fragrance? People really wanted to know
I know
what you're smelling like.
I think that's funny. So I have two. So it's, no, actually, I have a fragrance wardrobe, but the two that I'm switching between for like the past year is Narciso Rodriguez, and it's like a purpley pink, big square bottle. I actually,
it's like a pale love pink.
It's like a purpley pink, but like, okay. It reminds me of like, this is going to sound so weird, but like old school drugstore fragrances from the 90s when it used to smell kind of a little alcoholy, but like eau de toilette kind of like very, I don't know why I'm attracted to that. Like it's like
it sparks
nostalgic.
Something for you.
It sparks something for me. Or I'm a huge Killian person. Ooh. And is it Back to Black? I believe it's called. Yes. I'm like, I love like the powderiness of the smell, mm-hmm. the marshmallow, like a little bit sweet. Love, love, love that. And I think that's Idris's favorite on me. So I tend to wear it on like a sexier night. Yes. Yeah. But those are my two faves.
I feel like Killian's fragrances really last a long time. Like when you're wearing it, you really feel like you're wearing it.
I believe that because I'll put like a coat in my closet and take it out and I can still smell the perfume.
Oh, wow.
Which is good. Yeah. But it's also expensive. So, you know.
So it should last.
I'm happy to splurge on a fragrance if it's good.
Absolutely.
Because they last quite a while.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And I do think it makes a difference in your overall mood once you kind of get your fragrance on, the whole thing.
Agreed.
Now, what about treatments? Are you doing lasers? Are you doing like any special skincare treatments?
So skincare, like, I mean, I'm on my laser hair journey, which has been exciting. Fun. Because I know when I was younger, I didn't think those worked for Black skin.
Yeah.
So I finally discovered that. But lasers on the face, no. And I want to. There's so much good tech out there.
I really want to too, but I haven't gotten
into
it.
Yeah, because I'm scared of any after like
damage.
And I'm always out. So I'm like, I can't, where am I going to go red for like a week? But I think there are better, safer, calmer lasers now. Like I think lasers are like going pew. Like
yes.
There's a new laser every day.
Yeah.
But I'm more of an oxygen person. If there's any oxygen, anyway, like oxygen really increases the efficacy of anything that you put on mm-hmm. with it. Mm-hmm. We actually tried when we were formulating to figure out a way to get oxygen in the formulations, but we found as it's being heated and blended and formulated, we didn't believe 100% that the oxygen content was staying in the formulation. So that we mixed sense. It. I think the tech will get better. There'll be a way to, because you can't even measure it appropriately. So we're like, I don't want to put this down unless I know 1,000% the oxygen is in there.
It's gonna work, yeah.
But I love oxygen treatments. And we partnered with BioLite Clinic in Dubai because I love their oxygen treatments. And now they have a Sable facial with the equipment. And it's really
bad.
So it's super dewy.
I love that. When you just said that you can't be red because you're always doing something, it sparked something for me. Looking good is sort of a full-time job.
Oh, God.
Right? I mean, you spend a lot of time towards looking your best.
I know, but
it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. I find ways to cut corners, like lash extensions.
Okay. And your lash extensions look so beautiful and natural.
Nice. You know what? I have really great lash people. I've been working with Hung Van Gogh's lash tech if I'm in the States. Tsuyoshi, he's like amazing. Or Lash Magician in London. She's the best. And I tend to stick with people who care about my lashes because I've been lashing for 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I was the first lasher ever when they were like plastic and crazy. But it was like my thing right when I graduated. And then now I'm like, do I have lashes left? So I'm always checking on the health of them and still using serums, making sure that I can continue this lash journey. Because COVID, when I didn't have them, I didn't feel like me.
Yeah, that's my thing. I'm like, I don't want to get addicted to lashes because then when I don't have them, I'm going to be like,
it's
ugly.
So addictive. It does make you feel, it's like hair extensions, right? It makes you feel like that. You're like, wait, what? Did I look like this before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they look great. So you cut corners by doing lashes.
Like, yeah. Or like this I kind do of crazy like, things like a self tan because I feel like it's like a body makeup, like things like that, that make me just feel like I always.
Yes.
Look, yeah.
But I'm loving seeing women with brown skin doing self-tanning, like Black women doing self-tanning. It's like kind of a new thing.
I think it's a cheat code for like body foundation.
I've never tried it, but I want to.
You've got to try it. You just have to get over the smell.
I worry about it getting on my clothes though.
It won't get on your clothes.
Okay.
Like the day of, obviously don't wear something that you like just sweatpants and stuff. But after that, it won't. Like there's such, it's progressed so much. I feel like it's like as fancy as it can be now.
I'm going to try.
A spray tan.
Something that we have in common in terms of cutting corners. Wigs, not for me.
Oh, I can't do a wig.
And I heard you talking about the fact that you dabbled.
Oh my God.
And it also wasn't for you.
So bad.
But it's just like, I feel like in my head, I'm going to have this like Naomi Campbell effect. Like it's going to be this like flawless.
I can relate.
And then it's just not for me.
No, and for me, I tried like when I started because like Somali hair is actually quite sensitive. Like my hair is quite fine. So
I have fine hair too.
Right. Yeah. We probably have very similar hair. And then heat damage, all that stuff. Like I will break my hair in a second. So I was always protective styling. And then I thought, oh, wigs. Okay, great. This is amazing. I can go on a carpet and I've tried every wig. Like I have tried the most expensive wigs.
Oh, I'm sure you have. How high up in price have you gone?
Oh, I spent like $8,000 on a wig once.
$8,000.
And I got that at a discount. I'm pretty sure the wig was like 20 or something.
$20,000 for a wig?
Yeah, people spend that much on wigs, like film wigs where they like hand sew every single hair. Yeah.
This is news to me.
Yeah.
Wow. So $8,000 was like the discount, like friend, like
no,
I'm
my
giving
mom
you.
Has the wig and it looks great on her.
I'm happy for your mom.
So sad. But I look back at pictures of carpets. I was like, what was I wearing? I was like, wearing a hat. It always looks like a hat on me.
You know what it, for me it is? It's like the self-consciousness of feeling like people are like looking at my part.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just like, oh, like I feel like it's visible.
No, I totally get it. I saw this Instagram ad.
Yes.
Yes, love it. Of like lace with curly hair put into the lace, like edges almost.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, maybe in 5 years when they get even better.
Yes, yes. When the technology improves, yeah. I'm going to like exactly. Dip back in. But I for now, I'm going to. Are there any other like beauty mistakes or things you've done that you look back and you think this wasn't great?
I think, for me, probably there is particular things with eye makeup that I really don't like. And every time I see, I went through this phase where I'd always put, you know how they tell you to put highlight right here?
Oh, yeah.
So if you have a shadow, it's like that glow right
there.
Yeah,
on the inner corner of the eye.
I hate it on me so much. Anytime you see a picture of me with it, I'm like, oh.
I feel like that was just like a moment though. That was like
a moment.
That was like a 2000s.
I can't highlight at all anymore.
Yeah.
People are still highlighting. I can't.
I like a clear balm highlight.
Like the Chanel one?
I haven't tried the Chanel one.
So good. It's a stick.
It's a stick. Yeah. The one that I have, it's Gucci Westman and it's a stick and it's just like really pretty. I'm not wearing it now, but I do love like a clear balm highlight.
I love that. Yeah. But I can't do like a Becca powder. Remember that?
Becca,
yeah. The champagne pop. I know. Poor Becca. They had great concealers.
Such a moment.
Such a moment.
What are your beauty predictions? Like, what do you think is going to happen in the industry, product wise? Where do you think we're going?
Hopefully things will be cleaner, actually cleaner. I know. We're so lucky to formulate in the UK. And we actually went through accreditation processes with an organization called Positive Luxury to make sure we really have like no nasties and we're sustainable from product to supply chain onwards and even the way we treat our staff. I feel like in the US, there's still so many strides and bans that need to happen for products to really be clean. Because just for instance, there are 256 more ingredients that are banned in the UK that are allowed in the US.
Yeah.
And even the word clean you can buy in the US. So I'm hoping people are learning these things and brands will have to shape up and actually start caring about the carcinogenic products that they're putting into especially makeup, you know, but unfortunately skincare too. I'd like to see trend, but I do feel there is this thing that happens in makeup where we go really soft and natural and then we go crazy and then we go really soft. So I feel like right now we're in this like, everyone was tired of like all the Instagram baddie makeup, but it's probably going to come back.
Oh, and like the full face?
The full face.
Yeah.
Yeah. The soft glam is already coming back and soft glam is just a way to use more makeup. Just call it soft.
No, you know what? I could never really do that like full face look though.
It's funny. I don't think it suits me. I don't love it, but I tend to get it a lot for like a carpet or something because on camera, like day to day, I could never have a full glam. Like I can barely brush my eyebrows up. You know what I mean? Like, but I do think it's going to go heavy again.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Yeah. I do remember hearing that growing up, you were one of few Black women or Black girls, I should say, in Canada, that you were taller, you were curvier, and you kind of had like tall poppy syndrome.
Oh my God, totally. So I was born in Montreal, Canada, lived in Toronto till I was about 11. And then I moved to Vancouver, Canada. And that was a really big, like East Canada has a massive Black community. West Canada, Vancouver, I was the only Black girl in my high school. But I think because I grew up around so many powerful Black women, it didn't really
register.
Yeah. Well, not that it didn't register. It just didn't bother me. I had a strong sense of self. Mm-hmm. So if anyone tried to tease me or was like, you don't know what you're talking about. There's so many beautiful Black women in this world. But it did kind of like maybe unknowingly open up my palette of like friends in a positive way. Mm-hmm. Because I remember, and I think there's a little bit of a difference between a Canadian mentality for that reason, because we are so much more of a mosaic of cultures. Like I posted a bachelorette photo And it was like on Shade Room, like this is like 4 years ago now. And a lot of the comments were, where are all her Black friends? Mm-hmm. And like, I had two Black girls in that picture that I grew up with. And they're like, I'm like, I know every Black person in Vancouver. What do you mean? They're both in my,
right, right.
In my picture. And it made me realize like, you know, America can be so much more separatist. Yeah, I think. And, you know, communities are communities for obvious reasons. You know, it's neighborhood based, like you grow up around a certain diaspora or demographic.
Yeah.
And I'm really thankful that in Canada, actually people see it as a negative thing. Oh, you were the only Black girl in your high school. But I'm like, oh, but I got to know so many different cultures. Like I can speak a lot of Farsi because my best friend's Persian, you know, and one of my best friends is Vietnamese. And like, I just feel like I got so much more worldly in a sense because of my amazing different friends.
Yes. I mean, you brought up the Shade Room. You said that Idris encourages you to not read negative comments,
yeah.
Right? Like not read. Is that hard not to do? Like, I just can't even imagine what that must be like to have people talking about you.
It was hard at
even
first.
Even though I should say, sure. I feel like I don't ever see people saying negative things about you.
I feel like not so much on my page. Like it's all my friends. Yeah. You know, it's your group of friends that follow you, that hype you up in every picture you post. Yeah. Yes, girl.
You got to have those friends.
Like, you know, and like, actually, but that can also be, like I remember, it just said to me, it's like, it doesn't matter if it's good or bad. You start to expect, or you don't feel good unless it's there, or you start feeling negative if it is negative, you know? Yes. So it's, you kind of need to not fall into one or the other. And at first I read everything because I was like, I can't even believe people know my name. Like, and like everything
you
that
read
I Googled
everything?
About myself. Oh my God. And it was all wrong. Like my birthday is still wrong on Google. Like, I'm younger, so I'm not going to say anything. But I was just like reading all this negative stuff, particularly about stuff I wore. Cause I was like, I kind of didn't care and I didn't want to spend the money. And then I was like, do I need to spend the money? And you know, and I was going through this weird, so I was reading everything and it just literally had to shake me and be like, stop. Like you don't need to read these things. So I'd ask him and be like, oh, but someone said I wore this and it should have been like this. I was like, do you think that? And he's like, no, like, you know.
How did it feel reading those comments?
I'm not going to lie. It was tough because I came from like being in a small village, basically. Vancouver's a tiny town compared to like where I live now. And just having my friends and my support group and not really caring, like, you know, wearing yoga pants and Vans. And then to like being sort of blown up on a world stage in a sense and opening yourself up for criticism. And it made me like not really want to go out or like do these carpets if there was all this pressure involved and I'm just going to like celebrate or have fun, like, you know, and it's so out of context. Like sometimes you go to a party and they have a step and repeat.
Yes.
And it's like everybody else there is not dressed up.
Right.
But if you take a picture in front of the step and repeat and you're not dressed up, it looks like, why did she show up looking like that? And I'm like, wait, this is just because there was this one piece of paper to take a picture in front of. Do you know what I mean? But, and it made me not want to do it. And then I just realized, you know what? I have to do things because it makes me feel good.
Yes.
Not because it's for anyone else. And I remember I was going through it with the Gucci outfit at the royal wedding because everyone had an opinion on it for some reason. I was like, okay, I liked it. And then Rihanna saw me. Actually, this is the same night of the Oscars that I attended. And she was like, I loved your outfit. Don't like anyone tell you that you didn't have a nice outfit in like the most Rihanna way. And I was like, you know what? Nobody can ever tell me anything again. And I still love her, but I love Yuri. She's just like such a girl's girl and just made me feel so empowered.
And it makes
you realize it's like, who are you doing this for?
Yes.
It's for you, right?
Absolutely.
Like it's going to be for yourself. Fashion should be fun. And now I found a way to have fun with fashion and like cosplay when I want and like, and I feel good about it. Yeah. I'm not feeding into it anymore.
And I love the yellow. You wore a yellow dress recently.
I did.
You look great in color.
I love yellow recently.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you look gorgeous in color.
All of us are going to look good in yellow. I'm like, why
melanin
are we not wearing yellow?
That goes together as we're sitting here like in all black.
I know. Why do I always wear black? Are you like me? Do you always wear black?
You know, it was raining this morning. I just reached for the black.
I get it. I get
it. So what do you do for self-care to take care of yourself? Because you're busy and you do a lot.
I'm a big masker. But for me, honestly, self-care is also like calling my brother, calling my mom. I can mask at the same time.
Are you like, and your brother close in age?
We are. I have two brothers, actually. Okay. So one is 13 years younger than me, which is
interesting.
Crazy. I know he's 21. And then the other one's 26 now. Oh, he's 27 now. Oh my God. But we're really close. I'm close with all my siblings. I have two brothers, two sisters.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I love sibling chat.
I love sibling chat.
It's like,
and it's like, especially funny when it's like, I don't know. You can like move and talk about things. And I'm watching them kind of grow up because most of them are younger, three are younger and go through similar things. And like, once you have an outside perspective, to me, it's just funny. I'm like, nobody cares. Like, get over it.
I know. What's an example of that?
Oh, like my brother will be like, oh, I went out and this like girl was like trying to flirt with me. And then I was so embarrassed because I didn't realize. And then da, da, da. And I'm like, I promise you tomorrow, like you're not even going to be thinking about this. Like these things that seem so big when you're 21. Yeah. I'm like, get over it.
Yeah. It's like my brother calling me to be like, I need to send an email to my boss. I needed to take a half day for work for my doctor's appointment. But then the time changed. And can you listen to me read this email? Like,
oh my God, it's so funny. I get the, can you listen to me read this all the time? Yeah. Even text messages. I'm like, what happened to like, just send it. Like people are so afraid to make mistakes in younger generations, which I get it. Like imagine growing up with cancel culture and all this stuff on social. And no, it's like,
I'm so glad.
You can't even write a comment on a picture without thinking, oh, everyone's going to judge it.
Yes. It's very different. Yeah.
Very different.
Definitely different levels of anxiety for younger generations.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
My final question for you, and thank you, by the way, for being so open about all of your beauty treatments, tips, and tricks. I feel like I learned a lot.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Tips and gems were shared.
I definitely am very Canadian. I'll just keep talking.
I love it. I love it. When do you feel most beautiful?
I have the corniest answer. I feel most beautiful literally in the morning when I wake up with Idris, and I could look like bonnet on, like my mouth guard in, and Idris would be like, you look so cute. And I'm like, oh, I do.
That's really sweet.
In that moment, I feel my most authentic, beautiful self.
That's gorgeous.
I told you it was corny.
No, I love that. I think that's so real. And when you have a partner that makes you feel like that, and when you can feel beautiful without any of the glam, any of, you know, just who you are in the morning, that's a special thing.
Yeah. It's a very grounding thing.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much. This was such a great conversation.
Thank you. It was really fun. Thanks. Yay.
You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
It was such a pleasure to chat with Sabrina and to get to know her better. I hope you all enjoyed the conversation as much as I did. And as promised, I am going to tell you which products from Sable Labs I think you should try. I also want to say that this is not something that they asked me to do. This is not like a paid promotion. I am just truly coming to you and telling you what I like, having tried everything from the product line. So the Castle Cleanser and the face mask, the exfoliating face mask is fabulous. The exfoliating face mask is $45, and I do actually think it's worth that price. My skin looked so good just after one use of the face mask. The cleanser is $30, which I think is actually a steal. Now, the black seed toner, which you talked about on the episode, I do like the toner. It isn't a spray, and I don't know. For me, personally, I'm not used to using toner in like a spray formulation. So that like it's been taking some getting used to for me. The moisturizer is beautiful. It's fragrance free. It's really hydrating. If you're dealing with dry skin, you're going to love the moisturizer, but it's not heavy. It's very lightweight. One of the products that I'm particularly excited about is the Rooibos Micellar Water. Now, I love micellar water. It's one of the best ways to cleanse your face. And this is how I use micellar water. I don't feel the need to fully wash my face in the morning because what have I done? I've only gone to sleep. But I do just feel like, I don't know, in the process of the night, sweating. Sometimes you just want your skin to feel clean, especially before you go in with your makeup and your sunscreen. And if you're using actives the night before, you definitely have to wash your face. But let's just say it's a day that I'm not using any actives. I love to use micellar water. But what I love about this Rooibos micellar water is there's like that extra nourishment for your skin. And this cleanses your skin, it nourishes your skin, but you don't have to rinse it off. It's a rinse-free micellar water. So you can leave it on your skin while still kind of getting those cleansing properties.
It also has babassu oil in it as well. I think that this is like one of the standout products. And as I've seen people talk about the line, I'm not hearing enough discussion about the rooibos micellar water. It's very good. And then just on the sustainability front, they sell refills, right? So they sell the beautiful packaging, but then you can just go on the site and then order a refill of the moisturizer, of the toner, which I also just love. And I think it's so mindful of them to keep this in mind as they're developing the product. So we know that the celebrity skincare market is only going to continue to expand, but this is truly a wonderful product and I think very much worth your time trying. I'm going to try to film some sort of review on Naked Beauty Planet. So make sure that you're following along on Instagram. And I just want to say thank you all so much for supporting this podcast. Naked Beauty and the community around Naked Beauty, it's kind of known skincare industry-wide. As I talk to people and as I meet with people here, like people know the Naked Beauty community knows a lot about beauty, cares a lot about beauty, loves these deep beauty conversations. And it's really only because of your support that I'm even able to interview incredible women like Sabrina. And I'm just so excited to grow and push myself in new ways this year. So thank you all seriously so much. If you love the show, please take the time to rate and review on Spotify. Share the show with your friends as you're listening to Naked Beauty. Make sure that you share to your Instagram stories. Tag me at Naked Beauty Planet. I love to see how you guys consume the show. I will be back next week with a new conversation. Thank you so much.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.